Wait. Please don't walk away. Please. Let me explain. Just give me a second, okay? You saw my phone, okay? I get it. You saw the messages. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna insult you like that. It happened. It did. I screwed up, okay? I get it. But it wasn't what you think. I swear, it wasn't some big plan. I wasn't trying to hurt you. I don't know why I did it. I was stupid. I was lonely, I guess. No, not because of you. Don't look at me like that, please. I didn't say that like it's your fault. It's not. I don't think it is. You've been so quiet lately. Distant, like you're somewhere else when I talk to you, and I let that get in my head. Instead of just asking what was going on, instead of trying to connect with you, I reached out to someone who made me feel seen for like 2 seconds. That's all it was. 2 seconds of validation, and now I might lose everything. I didn't sleep with anyone else. I didn't even meet up with anyone. It was just texting. I never stopped loving you. I never stopped wanting this. You're everything to me. I know it probably doesn't feel like it right now. I know you're hurting, and I deserve that. But please, don't look at me like I'm a stranger. Please don't shut down like that. Say something. Anything. Just don't shut me out. Oh my God, you have no idea how bad I want to take it all back, okay? To go back an hour and just throw my phone in the river or something. Anything to stop this from happening. You have no idea how sick I feel right now. I feel like I can't breathe. When I saw your face, when you saw the texts, I've never seen you look at me like that. Like I was someone you didn't even recognize. I get it. I really do. If you walked out that door right now, I wouldn't blame you, but I'm begging you, please don't. You've been my safe place for so long. Even when I was tired, even when work was hell, just knowing I'd get to curl up with you at the end of the day, that's what kept me going. That's what I thought about when I was stuck in traffic or trying not to cry in the break room. It's always been you. And now I've wrecked it. Because I was scared and insecure and selfish. Because I made the dumbest decision I've ever made in my life. I didn't want anyone else. I don't want anyone else. They're not you. No one is. I was stupid, but I didn't stop loving you for even a second. Please, don't go. Please don't let this be the end of us. Don't let one mistake be what tears everything down. I know I hurt you. I know you don't trust me right now, but I'll do anything to earn that back. Anything. Just please tell me this isn't it. Tell me you still love me, even if it's just a little. Tell me I didn't just lose the best thing I've ever had. I'll block the number. Right now. I'll show you. I'll delete everything. I'll do it. Just say the word. Oh my God. Am I crying? I feel like my chest is gonna explode. It's like you're already gone and I'm still standing here begging a ghost to come back. Please don't leave me. Please. I messed up, but I love you. I love you so much, it hurts. I love you in a way that terrifies me. And I think that's why I panicked, because if I ever lost you, I don't know who I'd even be anymore. I know it's not fair to ask you for your forgiveness right now, but I'm asking anyway. If there's even a sliver of you that still wants this, still wants me, then please, don't walk out that door. No, please.